Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is a very interesting piece because a lot of things came together in an unexpected way, so we'll see how it goes. In the mid-1950s, Lillian Hellman, a playwright, wrote a book about her experiences with the House Committee on Un-American Activities, a.k.a. HUAC, and her passionate view that she was like the millions of heroic Americans who opposed HUAC. She called her book Scandal Time, thus labeling people like President Nixon, Senator McCarthy, and most Americans. In fact, Lillian Hellman was a communist sympathizer at the least, and probably she was a party member. There is a wonderful chapter in Paul Johnson's Intellectuals about Lillian Hellman, her penchant for lying, and her disingenuous book where she used her literary skills to pretend that she and other lefties were the idealistic Americans that everyone should be. In fact, she and her friends were the scandals. There's a pretty irony. I think the education establishment today is a replay of Hellman's distorted reality. The education establishment pretends to be all American and all that's good for America. In fact, they are the main reason we have lousy schools. Nobly posturing educators are the scandals. And I'm going to present two pieces of evidence to persuade you that this view is overwhelmingly correct as stated. Now first, there is a wonderful new man on the street survey asking college kids what they know, which turns out to be almost nothing. I propose to you that an education establishment creating this much ignorance is manifestly incompetent and corrupt. The first question asked is, I'll give you a dollar for every continent you can name. The video is only 5 minutes long and a few seconds. I urge every American to look at it and then look at it twice. You'll know who the scoundrels are. The questions, by the way, are beautiful because they're so simple. Additionally, we can see that the students don't know much and don't have a strategy that might help them to find the answer. The kids are simply ignorant and adrift, thanks to our education establishment. Now, the second proof of incompetence is contained in Newsweek from 2006. Is a huge article that reveals to the American public how perverse and counterproductive many schools are. Too much homework, too much pressure, everything moving too fast. Here are three notable excesses, and the kids are hit with one on top of the other. Some schools expect children to memorize 130 sight words per year, even though virtually nobody can do that. Seriously, it's like if the Army had basic training, you have to be able to do 200 sit-ups that first week, but nobody can do it. So why have a requirement like that since it's just going to cause injury and delay? Now, the second excess requires that the children write an essay, are you ready, every week. These are kindergarten students who can't write, can't read, and don't know much, but they're going to write an essay. Now, here's one child's experiences in Newsweek. Open quote. A bright child with twinkling eyes, Ashlyn was eager to learn, and the neighborhood school had a great reputation. But by November, Ashlyn, then five, wasn't measuring up. No matter how many times she was tested, she couldn't read the 130-word list her teacher gave her. She became so exhausted and distraught over homework that she would put her head down on the dining room table and sob. Picture that. And the third excess? The teachers and administrators pretend not to notice a problem. What is that, stupid or just sadistic? The people in charge are secret fanatics with a secret agenda. My conclusion is that they don't really want our school system to be effective. So you let this kid suffer, knowing that this will slow down or stall their education, which will slow down and stall the country. Probably each town should fire the nearest superintendent as a good way to initiate reform. What's the larger answer? stop pretending that the education establishment cares about education. They are scoundrels. Thank you. Overview. Let's Fix Education explores 7 of my favorite themes. First, this podcast is a meditation on what I call the K-12 crime scene. So many destructive ideas. Understanding them is the key to fixing them. 2, by doing that, we will have better schools at less cost. 3, nothing much changes decade to decade. The big questions of the 1930s were the big questions of the 1960s and the 1990s. Any subject we discuss can easily intersect with any other subject. Most people instinctively want traditional education, but the education establishment fills classrooms with progressive gimmicks. The result is that we have a standoff, and that's why you run into the same ideas over and over. 4. The big brains in education keep telling students, don't bother memorizing this or that. You can look it up later. B.B. King, the great guitarist, is much smarter. He said, the beautiful thing about learning is nobody can take it away from you. 5. Lenin's ghost wanders through our school system. The hard left thinks big. If they have to kill millions of people to build their perfect society, that's okay. Same goes for dumbing down millions of students. Totalitarians want power. They will do anything to get it. 6. If we are going to survive, we have to take each child to his or her limit. As it is, we are creating millions of sub-educated students, from K right through college. 7. Analyzing education, especially dysfunctional education, is a lot more intellectually interesting than most people suppose. You'll enjoy this. Finally, P.S. My book, Saving K-12, runs parallel to everything discussed on this podcast. I also have an education site, improve-education.org, with 70 articles that complement everything discussed here. And I have hundreds of articles on the internet. Enter a topic in Google with my full name, Bruce Dietrich Price, and let Google make suggestions. Thank you for visiting.